Alexander Hamilton. By Ron Chernow. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow is a comprehensive biography of the founding father and first secretary of the Treasury of the United States. The book covers Hamilton's life from his humble beginnings in the Caribbean to his untimely death in a duel with Aaron Burr. It also examines his political career, his role in the American Revolution, and his influence on the early American government. The book begins with a look at Hamilton's childhood in the Caribbean, where he was born out of wedlock to a Scottish merchant and a French Creole mother. Despite his difficult upbringing, Hamilton was able to rise above his circumstances and become a successful lawyer and politician. He was an early supporter of the American Revolution and was appointed to George Washington's staff during the war. After the war, he was instrumental in the creation of the Constitution and the establishment of the federal government. As the first Secretary of the Treasury, Hamilton was responsible for creating the nation's financial system. He established the Bank of the United States, created the first national debt, and implemented a system of tariffs and taxes. He also wrote many of the Federalist Papers, which were influential in the ratification of the Constitution. Hamilton's economic policies were controversial, but they laid the foundation for the nation's economic success. The book also examines Hamilton's personal life, including his tumultuous marriage to Elizabeth Schuyler and his extramarital affair with Maria Reynolds. It also looks at his political rivalry with Thomas Jefferson and his eventual death in a duel with Aaron Burr. The book concludes with an assessment of Hamilton's legacy and his lasting influence on American politics and economics. Alexander Hamilton is an in-depth look at the life and legacy of one of the most important figures in American history. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the Founding Fathers and the early days of the United States. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Alexander Hamilton was born in the Caribbean and immigrated to the United States in 1772. He was a self-taught lawyer and a passionate advocate for the American Revolution. He was a major contributor to the Federalist Papers and was appointed the first Secretary of the Treasury by President George Washington. Alexander Hamilton was born in the Caribbean and immigrated to the United States in 1772. He was a self-taught lawyer and a passionate advocate for the American Revolution. Hamilton was a major contributor to the Federalist Papers, a series of essays written to promote the ratification of the United States Constitution. He was also a key figure in the establishment of the nation's financial system, and was appointed the first Secretary of the Treasury by President George Washington. Hamilton was a tireless advocate for the new nation, and his efforts helped shape the United States into the powerful nation it is today. He was a proponent of a strong central government, and his economic policies helped to create a stable and prosperous nation. He was also a vocal supporter of the Bill of Rights, and his writings helped to shape the nation's legal system. Hamilton's legacy is still felt today, and his contributions to the nation are remembered and celebrated. Main idea number 2. Hamilton was a strong proponent of a strong central government and a powerful executive branch. He was instrumental in the establishment of the Bank of the United States and the creation of a national debt. He also advocated for the protection of property rights and the development of a manufacturing sector. Alexander Hamilton was a strong proponent of a strong central government and a powerful executive branch. He believed that the federal government should have the power to tax, borrow, and regulate commerce. He argued that the government should be able to raise money to pay for its operations and to pay off its debts. He also argued that the government should be able to protect property rights and promote economic development. Hamilton was instrumental in the establishment of the Bank of the United States and the creation of a national debt. He argued that the government should be able to borrow money to finance its operations and to pay off its debts. He also advocated for the protection of property rights and the development of a manufacturing sector. Hamilton believed that the government should be able to regulate commerce and promote economic development. He argued that the government should be able to protect property rights and promote economic development. He also argued that the government should be able to protect the rights of individuals and promote economic growth. Hamilton's vision of a strong central government and a powerful executive branch was instrumental in the establishment of the United States as a nation. Main idea number 3. Hamilton was a controversial figure in his time, and his policies were often opposed by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. He was a vocal critic of slavery and was a proponent of the abolition of the slave trade. Alexander Hamilton was a controversial figure in his time. His policies were often opposed by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, two of the most influential founding fathers. Hamilton was a vocal critic of slavery and a proponent of the abolition of the slave trade. He argued that slavery was a moral wrong and that it should be abolished. He also argued that the slave trade was a violation of human rights and should be abolished. Hamilton was a strong advocate for the rights of African Americans and argued that they should be given the same rights and privileges as white citizens. He also argued that the government should provide assistance to freed slaves in order to help them become self-sufficient. Hamilton's views on slavery and the slave trade were not popular with many of his contemporaries, but he was a passionate advocate for the rights of African Americans and for the abolition of slavery. Hamilton's views on slavery and the slave trade were not only controversial in his time, but they remain controversial today. His views on the abolition of slavery and the slave trade were ahead of their time and have been seen as a major influence on the abolitionist movement of the 19th century. Hamilton's views on the rights of African Americans were also influential in the civil rights movement of the 20th century. Hamilton's views on slavery and the slave trade remain relevant today and are still debated in the modern era. Main idea number 4. Hamilton was a major player in the political battles of the early republic, and he was a key figure in the formation of the two-party system. He was a leader of the Federalist Party and was a major opponent of the Democratic-Republican Party. Alexander Hamilton was a major player in the political battles of the early republic. He was a key figure in the formation of the two-party system, leading the Federalist Party and opposing the Democratic-Republican Party. Hamilton was a staunch advocate of a strong central government and a strong executive branch, and he was a major proponent of the Constitution. He was also a major proponent of the Bank of the United States, which was a major source of controversy in the early republic. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national debt, which he believed would help the nation's economy. He was also a major proponent of the idea of tariffs, which he believed would help protect American industry. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national currency, which he believed would help stabilize the economy. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national navy, which he believed would help protect the nation's interests. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national university, which he believed would help educate the nation's citizens. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national bank, which he believed would help finance the nation's economy. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national judiciary, which he believed would help ensure justice and fairness in the nation. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national militia, which he believed would help protect the nation from foreign threats. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national postal system, which he believed would help facilitate communication between citizens. Hamilton was a major proponent of the idea of a national government, which he believed would help ensure the nation's security and prosperity. Main idea number 5. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American economy. He was a proponent of a strong currency and a proponent of the development of a manufacturing sector. He was also a major proponent of the development of infrastructure and transportation networks. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American economy. He was a proponent of a strong currency and a proponent of the development of a manufacturing sector. He believed that a strong currency would help to stabilize the economy and promote economic growth. He also advocated for the development of infrastructure and transportation networks, believing that these would help to facilitate the growth of the economy. Hamilton was also a proponent of the development of a national bank, which he believed would help to promote economic stability and growth. He also advocated for the establishment of a system of tariffs, which he believed would help to protect American industry from foreign competition. Hamilton was also a major proponent of the development of a strong federal government. He believed that a strong federal government was necessary to ensure the stability of the economy and to protect the interests of the citizens. He also believed that a strong federal government would be necessary to protect the nation from foreign threats. Hamilton was also a proponent of the development of a strong military, believing that it was necessary to protect the nation from foreign aggression. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American economy was immense. His ideas and policies helped to shape the nation's economic system and helped to ensure its stability and growth. His ideas and policies also helped to ensure that the nation was able to compete in the global economy. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American economy is still felt today, and his legacy continues to shape the nation's economic system. Main idea number 6. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American legal system. He was a major proponent of judicial review and was a major influence on the development of the Supreme Court. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American legal system. He was a major proponent of judicial review, which is the power of the Supreme Court to declare laws unconstitutional. Hamilton argued that the Supreme Court should be the ultimate arbiter of the Constitution, and he was instrumental in the creation of the Supreme Court in 1789. Hamilton also argued for a strong federal government and a strong executive branch, which he believed would be necessary to protect the rights of citizens. He was a major influence on the development of the Supreme Court, and his ideas were instrumental in shaping the American legal system. Hamilton was a strong advocate for the separation of powers, which he believed was essential for the protection of individual rights. He argued that the three branches of government should be kept separate and independent, and that each branch should have its own distinct powers. He also argued that the Supreme Court should have the power to review laws and declare them unconstitutional if they violated the Constitution. Hamilton's ideas were influential in the development of the American legal system, and his influence can still be seen today. Main idea number 7. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political system. He was a major proponent of the separation of powers and the development of a strong executive branch. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political system. He was a major proponent of the separation of powers, which he believed was essential for the preservation of liberty. He argued that the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government should be kept distinct and independent from one another, so that no one branch could become too powerful. Hamilton also advocated for a strong executive branch, believing that it was necessary to ensure that the laws of the nation were faithfully executed. He argued that the executive should have the power to veto legislation, appoint officers, and make treaties. Hamilton's ideas were influential in the formation of the Constitution and the establishment of the American government. Hamilton was also a major proponent of a strong federal government. He argued that the states should be subordinate to the federal government, and that the federal government should have the power to tax and regulate commerce. He believed that a strong federal government was necessary to ensure the stability of the nation and to protect the rights of citizens. Hamilton's ideas were influential in the formation of the Constitution and the establishment of the American government. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American political system was immense. His ideas about the separation of powers, the strength of the executive branch, and the power of the federal government were instrumental in the formation of the Constitution and the establishment of the American government. His ideas continue to shape the American political system to this day. Main idea number 8. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American financial system. He was a major proponent of the establishment of a national bank and the development of a national debt. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American financial system. He was a major proponent of the establishment of a national bank and the development of a national debt. Hamilton believed that a strong financial system was essential for the success of the new nation, and he worked tirelessly to create a system that would be beneficial to the country. He argued that a national bank would provide a secure and reliable source of credit, and that a national debt would provide a way to finance public works projects and other government initiatives. Hamilton also advocated for the establishment of a uniform currency, which would help to stabilize the economy and facilitate trade. He also argued for the establishment of a system of taxation, which would provide the government with the necessary funds to pay off the national debt. Hamilton's ideas were eventually adopted by the government, and his influence on the development of the American financial system was immense. Hamilton's ideas were revolutionary for the time, and they helped to shape the American economy for generations to come. His vision of a strong and stable financial system was instrumental in the success of the United States, and his legacy continues to be felt today. Hamilton's ideas were adopted by the government and implemented, and they helped to create a strong and prosperous nation. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American financial system was immense, and his legacy continues to be felt today. Main idea number 9. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American foreign policy. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong navy and the development of a strong diplomatic corps. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American foreign policy. He was a staunch advocate of a strong navy and a strong diplomatic corps. Hamilton believed that a strong navy was essential for the defense of the United States and for the protection of its commercial interests. He argued that a strong navy would also be a deterrent to foreign aggression. Hamilton also argued for the establishment of a professional diplomatic corps to represent the United States in foreign affairs. He believed that a professional diplomatic corps would be better able to negotiate treaties and agreements with foreign powers. Hamilton also argued for the establishment of a strong central government to manage foreign affairs. He believed that a strong central government would be better able to protect the interests of the United States in foreign affairs. Hamilton's views on foreign policy were influential in the development of the American foreign policy. His views were adopted by the Founding Fathers and were incorporated into the Constitution. Hamilton's views on foreign policy were also influential in the development of the foreign policy of the United States during the early years of the Republic. Hamilton's views on foreign policy were also influential in the development of the Monroe Doctrine, which declared that the United States would not interfere in the affairs of other nations. Hamilton's views on foreign policy were also influential in the development of the Marshall Plan, which provided economic aid to European nations after World War II. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American foreign policy was significant. His views on foreign policy were adopted by the Founding Fathers and were incorporated into the Constitution. His views were also influential in the development of the foreign policy of the United States during the early years of the Republic. Hamilton's views on foreign policy were also influential in the development of the Monroe Doctrine and the Marshall Plan. Hamilton's views on foreign policy were also influential in the development of the United States' foreign policy during the Cold War. Main idea number 10. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American education system. He was a major proponent of the development of public schools and the development of a system of higher education. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American education system. He was a strong advocate for the establishment of public schools and the development of a system of higher education. Hamilton believed that education was essential for the development of a strong and prosperous nation. He argued that education should be available to all citizens, regardless of their economic status. Hamilton also argued that education should be free and accessible to all, and that it should be provided by the government. He believed that education was the key to unlocking the potential of the nation's citizens and that it should be a priority for the government. Hamilton's views on education were influential in the development of the American education system, and his ideas continue to shape the way education is provided in the United States today. Hamilton was also a strong proponent of the development of a system of higher education. He argued that higher education should be available to all citizens, regardless of their economic status. He believed that higher education should be free and accessible to all, and that it should be provided by the government. Hamilton argued that higher education was essential for the development of a strong and prosperous nation, and he believed that it should be a priority for the government. Hamilton's views on higher education were influential in the development of the American education system, and his ideas continue to shape the way higher education is provided in the United States today. Main idea number 11. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political culture. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong sense of national identity and the development of a strong sense of patriotism. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political culture. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong sense of national identity and the development of a strong sense of patriotism. Hamilton was a strong advocate for the establishment of a strong central government, believing that it was necessary for the nation to be able to protect itself from foreign threats and to ensure the stability of the nation. He also believed that the government should be able to provide for the common defense and promote the general welfare of the people. Hamilton was a strong proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, believing that these documents were necessary to ensure the protection of the rights of the people. He was also a strong advocate for the development of a strong economy, believing that it was necessary for the nation to be able to compete in the global economy. Hamilton was a major proponent of the development of a strong banking system, believing that it was necessary for the nation to be able to finance its own debt and to provide for the economic stability of the nation. Hamilton was also a strong advocate for the development of a strong military, believing that it was necessary for the nation to be able to protect itself from foreign threats. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political culture, and his ideas and beliefs continue to shape the nation today. Main idea number 12. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American economy. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong currency and the development of a strong manufacturing sector. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American economy. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong currency and the development of a strong manufacturing sector. Hamilton was a proponent of the idea that the United States should have a strong central government that could regulate the economy and promote economic growth. He argued that the government should be able to issue bonds and create a national bank to help finance the government's activities. Hamilton also advocated for the establishment of a tariff system to protect American manufacturers from foreign competition. He also argued for the development of a system of internal improvements, such as roads and canals, to facilitate the movement of goods and services. Hamilton's ideas were instrumental in the development of the American economy and helped to create a strong and prosperous nation. Hamilton's influence on the American economy was also seen in his support for the development of a strong currency. He argued that the United States should have a strong currency that was backed by gold and silver. He also argued that the government should be able to issue paper money that was backed by the government's credit. Hamilton's ideas helped to create a strong and stable currency that was accepted by the public and helped to promote economic growth. Hamilton's ideas also helped to create a strong banking system that was able to provide credit to businesses and individuals. Hamilton's influence on the American economy was also seen in his support for the development of a strong manufacturing sector. He argued that the government should provide incentives for businesses to invest in manufacturing and to create jobs. He also argued that the government should provide protection for American manufacturers from foreign competition. Hamilton's ideas helped to create a strong manufacturing sector that was able to produce goods and services that were in demand by the public. Hamilton's ideas also helped to create a strong and prosperous nation. Main idea number 13. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American banking system. He was a major proponent of the establishment of a national bank and the development of a system of credit. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American banking system. He was a major proponent of the establishment of a national bank and the development of a system of credit. Hamilton argued that a national bank would provide a stable currency, facilitate the collection of taxes, and provide a source of credit for the government. He also argued that a national bank would provide a secure place for the government to deposit its funds and would help to create a uniform system of banking throughout the country. Hamilton's vision of a national bank was realized in 1791 when Congress passed the Bank of the United States Act. This act established the first national bank in the United States and provided the framework for the development of a national banking system. Hamilton also advocated for the development of a system of credit. He argued that a system of credit would provide a reliable source of capital for businesses and individuals, allowing them to borrow money to finance their operations. Hamilton's vision of a system of credit was realized in 1790 when Congress passed the Funding Act. This act allowed the government to borrow money from the public and to issue bonds as a form of credit. This system of credit allowed businesses and individuals to borrow money from the government and to use it to finance their operations. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American banking system was immense. His vision of a national bank and a system of credit provided the foundation for the development of a modern banking system in the United States. His ideas and policies helped to create a stable and secure banking system that has served the country well for over two centuries. Main idea number 14. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American taxation system. He was a major proponent of the development of a system of taxation that was fair and equitable. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American taxation system. He was a staunch advocate of a taxation system that was fair and equitable, and he argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent. Hamilton believed that taxation should be based on the ability to pay, and he argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent. He also argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. Hamilton argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. He also argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. Hamilton was a major proponent of the development of a system of taxation that was fair and equitable. He argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. He also argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. Hamilton argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. He also argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. Hamilton was also a major proponent of the development of a system of taxation that was fair and equitable. He argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. He also argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. Hamilton argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. He also argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent, and that taxation should be based on the ability to pay. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American taxation system was immense. He argued for a system of taxation that was fair and equitable, and he argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent. He also argued that taxation should be based on the ability to pay, and he argued that the government should not be allowed to tax citizens without their consent. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American taxation system was immense, and his ideas continue to shape the taxation system in the United States today. Main idea number 15. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political system. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong executive branch and the development of a strong legislative branch. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political system. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong executive branch and the development of a strong legislative branch. Hamilton believed that the executive branch should be the primary source of policymaking and that the legislative branch should be the primary source of lawmaking. He argued that the executive branch should be given the power to veto legislation, and that the legislative branch should be given the power to override the veto. Hamilton also argued for the establishment of a national bank, which would provide the government with a source of revenue and a means of regulating the economy. He also argued for the establishment of a national debt, which would provide the government with a source of credit and a means of stabilizing the economy. Hamilton's ideas were instrumental in the development of the American political system, and his influence can still be seen today. Hamilton's ideas were also influential in the development of the American Constitution. He argued for a strong central government, with the power to tax and regulate commerce. He also argued for a separation of powers between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. Hamilton's ideas were instrumental in the development of the Constitution, and his influence can still be seen in the structure of the American government today. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American political system was immense. His ideas were instrumental in the development of the Constitution, and his influence can still be seen in the structure of the American government today. His ideas were also influential in the development of the American economy, and his influence can still be seen in the policies and regulations that govern the economy today. Hamilton's ideas were instrumental in the development of the American political system, and his influence can still be seen in the structure of the American government today. Main idea number 16. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American legal system. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong judicial system and the development of a strong system of laws. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American legal system. He was a staunch advocate of a strong judicial system and the development of a strong system of laws. Hamilton believed that the judiciary should be independent of the executive and legislative branches of government, and that it should be given the power to interpret the law and to enforce it. He also argued that the judiciary should be given the power to review the laws passed by the legislature and to declare them unconstitutional if they violated the Constitution. Hamilton also argued for the establishment of a Supreme Court, which would be the highest court in the land and would be the final arbiter of the law. Hamilton was also a major proponent of the development of a strong system of laws. He argued that the laws should be clear and consistent, and that they should be applied equally to all citizens. He also argued that the laws should be based on principles of justice and fairness, and that they should be enforced fairly and consistently. Hamilton also argued that the laws should be written in plain language so that they could be understood by all citizens. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American legal system was immense. His ideas and arguments helped shape the American legal system and the way it is structured today. His ideas and arguments were instrumental in the establishment of the Supreme Court and the development of a strong system of laws. His influence on the development of the American legal system is still felt today, and his legacy will continue to be felt for many years to come. Main idea number 17. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American foreign policy. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong navy and the development of a strong diplomatic corps. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American foreign policy. He was a staunch advocate of a strong navy and a strong diplomatic corps. Hamilton believed that a strong navy was essential for the defense of the United States and for the protection of its commercial interests. He argued that a strong navy would also be a deterrent to foreign aggression. Hamilton also argued for the establishment of a professional diplomatic corps to represent the United States in foreign affairs. He believed that a professional diplomatic corps would be better able to negotiate treaties and agreements with foreign powers. Hamilton also argued for the establishment of a strong central government to manage foreign affairs. He believed that a strong central government would be better able to protect the interests of the United States in foreign affairs. Hamilton's views on foreign policy were influential in the development of the American foreign policy in the early years of the nation. Main idea number 18. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American economy. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong currency and the development of a strong manufacturing sector. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American economy. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong currency and the development of a strong manufacturing sector. Hamilton was a proponent of the idea that the United States should have a strong central government that could regulate the economy and promote economic growth. He argued that the government should be able to issue bonds and create a national bank to help finance the government's activities. Hamilton also advocated for the establishment of a tariff system to protect American manufacturers from foreign competition. He also argued for the development of a system of internal improvements, such as roads and canals, to facilitate the movement of goods and services. Hamilton's ideas were instrumental in the development of the American economy and helped to create a strong and prosperous nation. Hamilton's influence on the American economy was also seen in his support for the development of a strong currency. He argued that the United States should have a strong currency that was backed by gold and silver. He also argued that the government should be able to issue paper money that was backed by the government's credit. Hamilton's ideas helped to create a strong and stable currency that was accepted by the public and helped to promote economic growth. Hamilton's ideas also helped to create a strong banking system that was able to provide credit to businesses and individuals. Hamilton's influence on the American economy was also seen in his support for the development of a strong manufacturing sector. He argued that the government should provide incentives for businesses to invest in manufacturing and to create jobs. He also argued that the government should provide protection for American manufacturers from foreign competition. Hamilton's ideas helped to create a strong manufacturing sector that was able to produce goods and services that were in demand by the public. Hamilton's ideas also helped to create a strong and prosperous nation. Main idea number 19. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political culture. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong sense of national identity and the development of a strong sense of patriotism. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political culture. He was a major proponent of the development of a strong sense of national identity and the development of a strong sense of patriotism. Hamilton was a strong advocate for the establishment of a strong central government, believing that it was necessary for the nation to be able to protect itself from foreign threats and to ensure the stability of the nation. He also believed that the government should be able to provide for the common defense and promote the general welfare of the people. Hamilton was a strong proponent of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, believing that these documents were necessary to protect the rights of the people and to ensure the stability of the nation. He was also a strong advocate for the development of a strong economy, believing that it was necessary for the nation to be able to compete in the global economy. Hamilton was a major proponent of the development of a strong banking system, believing that it was necessary for the nation to be able to finance its own debt and to ensure the stability of the nation's currency. Hamilton was also a strong advocate for the development of a strong military, believing that it was necessary for the nation to be able to protect itself from foreign threats. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American political culture, and his ideas and beliefs continue to shape the nation today. Main idea number 20. Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American education system. He was a major proponent of the development of public schools and the development of a system of higher education. Alexander Hamilton was a major influence on the development of the American education system. He was a strong advocate for the establishment of public schools, believing that education was essential for the development of a strong and prosperous nation. Hamilton also argued for the creation of a system of higher education, believing that it was necessary for the advancement of knowledge and the development of a well-educated citizenry. Hamilton's vision of a public school system was eventually realized in the form of the Common School Movement, which established public schools in many states. Hamilton also advocated for the establishment of colleges and universities, which would provide a higher level of education and training for those who wished to pursue it. Hamilton's influence on the development of the American education system was significant, and his ideas continue to shape the way we think about education today.